This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Our new president began his political career as a community organizer in Chicago, following in the footsteps of Saul Alinsky. Alinsky was a real character, an iconoclast ever unafraid to speak his mind. He worked tirelessly for the American underdog, and today is the 100th anniversary of his birth. Joining us now to tell us more about the founder of the modern-day community organizing movement is Sanford Horwitt. He wrote the book Let Them Call Me Rebel, Saul Alinsky, His Life and Legacy. Mr. Horwitt joins us now from studios in Chicago. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alex. I'm glad to be here.
Throughout his life, Saul Alinsky was known for using unconventional methods. Can you describe how he used these sorts of methods to go about beginning community organization?
Well, he wanted to excite people and inspire them to really stand up for what they needed and what they believed in. And when they didn't get the attention very easily of the public officials, he had unconventional ways to operate. In one case in Chicago, the local alderman was not very helpful when it came to picking up garbage at people's houses. And after numerous tries through the usual channels of trying to get better garbage pickup to no avail, the community organization rounded up a lot of garbage and proceeded to dump it at the alderman's doorstep as a more direct message that they meant business about better garbage service, and lo and behold, they finally got it. And there were many examples like that throughout Alinsky's career.
As you look out on today's world, do you see certain things that you think could not be here today were it not for Saul Alinsky?
Well, I think that Barack Obama is president of the United States because he was exposed to community organizing in Chicago and really followed in Saul Alinsky's footsteps. And that takes a couple of forms, but I think during his campaign, the most important and obvious was how successful the Obama campaign was in the caucus states. Those are the states where you really have to do grassroots organizing. And the manual, the organizer's manual for the Camp Obama trainings during the campaign, was very much based on the teachings of Saul Alinsky and his disciples over about a 50-year period. Without winning those caucus states, Barack Obama would not have won the Democratic nomination for president. Hillary Clinton would have. So I think just in that one respect, it's pretty accurate to say that we have a community organizer in the White House who really learned a lesson on the streets of Chicago.
Saul Alinsky passed away in 1972. Were he alive today, what sort of community organizing do you think he might be doing?
Well, I think he would be doing very much what his direct descendants are doing. You know, he started the Industrial Areas Foundation in 1940, and these are very broad-based, very interfaith, interracial community organizations, quite similar to the very first one Alinsky organized in the Back of the Yards neighborhood, the old Stockyards neighborhood in Chicago in 1939.
A lot of Saul Alinsky's work was born out of the dire conditions of the Great Depression. We find ourselves now in pretty serious times. Do you think that there might be certain tactics that he used that could work well today, given our current conditions?
Well, I think that people are growing increasingly angry about conditions. They're clearly worried and even fearful, but there's also a lot of anger. And a community organizer is looking for people who are angry about unjust conditions. Often, though, individuals don't really know what to do with that anger to channel it in a constructive political direction. And that's where the community organizer comes in. In these conditions, community organizers really have a leg up. They have a lot of people who would be willing to take action if they had some community organizer who could channel that anger.
Saul Alinsky was born 100 years ago today. Sanford Horwitt is the author of Let Them Call Me Rebel, Saul Alinsky, His Life and Legacy. Thank you.
Thank you.